Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation in our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia! Christ is risen! And because he lives, he works in us to become his sanctified people. Let's talk about that. Perhaps you've seen it in a movie, the old bounty hunter signs, wanted dead or alive. Either bring the bad guy in for justice or execute that justice yourself. Either way, just get him in, dead or alive, and get your reward. Dead or alive, it doesn't matter. In that case, interestingly, though, in our ongoing thematic consideration of our lives rooted in Christ, Romans 6, 3 through 5, has God telling us that he has a sign over his baptized children, and the wording is slightly different. God wants us both ways. Wanted, dead, and alive. Chapter 6 through 8 of Romans has been touted as the most important three chapters in the entire Word of God on Christian sanctification. The entire context of Romans is crucial, of course. For example, Paul will not touch sanctification until justification is understood as our foundation from Romans 3 through 5. But when we get to chapter 6, we get to the rest of God's work of grace and see what our lives in Christ look like once we have been converted to him. What does not change in all of this is that St. Paul continues to teach on matters of faith. We are counted as righteous when, through the gift of God called faith, we cling to Christ as our justification. You are declared righteous on account of Christ for you. Now believe it, and thank God that he doesn't have you fall back on your will as that which must be animated by you, but instead he wills that you should believe. He has chosen you, so that now by grace you may believe in him, and indeed with a newly created will by the grace of God, you may choose him. That is, by grace, God also causes you to experience choosing him, so that even the Lutheran Christian can sing, I have decided to follow Jesus, though the hymn pales in comparison to the more orthodox hymns. But the point remains, in the same way that John teaches in 1 John 4:19 that we love because he first loved us, we may be bold to say that we choose God only because he has first chosen us. His will to save us amounts to our new will to desire salvation. This faith is a gift of God so that no one can boast. I review the doctrine to be able to say that it is no different when it comes to sanctification. He chooses you, so you choose. He loves you, and so you love him. He forgives, so you forgive others. Sanctification is Christ for you just as much as justification is Christ for you. On account of Christ, you live a new life with new desires and new impulses, even while the old ones are still there raising havoc. The constant tentatio, or affliction, that every true Christian must experience if they're the real McCoy created in Christ Jesus. But all of these things are matters of faith. This seems painfully obvious. Imagine that. You just heard another preacher say that this is all a matter of faith. How condescending could a preacher be? No doubt. Of course it's a matter of faith. That's why we're all gathered here in chapel today. This is all a matter of faith. But when it comes to sanctification, even though we may say it's a matter of faith in Christ until we turn blue in the face, we resist this truth with all our might, especially when it comes to sanctification. We behave hypocritically. We don't want it to be a matter of faith. We want it rather to be a matter of how we feel. We want to feel like better Christians. We want to feel like stronger Christians. We want to be more spiritual Christians, according to our own standards, more loving Christians. We are hawks when it comes to eyeing our spiritual progress and reasons to consider ourselves more and more Christian by what we do. Paul says we walk by faith, not by sight, but we want to see and feel our sanctification. We want to see holiness. We want to feel holiness. And then we'll finally believe that we're sanctified the way we ought to be. But this is a losing proposition. This is not the way it works. If I may use this mechanical, functional, pragmatic language, but things do indeed work a certain way, even in sanctification. But it isn't your work. So it cannot rely upon your feelings and your observations to make it go. If it did, it would no longer be the work of God. God, however, unlike you and me, is not inconsistent, but he is completely consistent. He still calls us to live by faith. So what does sanctification actually do? How does it play out? Answer: by faith. You don't get back to your performance, but you get back to what God did. And this is not just another Lutheran thing. It is a Romans chapter 6 thing. It is a Word of God thing. Sanctification gets back to the fact that God baptized you. And when he did, the master of time and space and all reality connected you to the death of his son, Jesus Christ. And when Jesus died, so did you. So see the sign. God wants you dead. That is what you are called to believe. Elsewhere in 1 Corinthians 7:39, St. Paul uses an illustration. Think of being married. If you die, however, you are no longer married. Once upon a time, because you were born in sin, and in sin did your mother conceive you, you and sin were great pals and lovers, then you got married. You were married to sin. Sin was your spouse. You lived with sin. You dined with sin. You were once one with sin. But when God baptized you, God said, you died. The marriage is over. God has provided the out. This is more severe than a divorce. You, the spouse of sin, are now a deceased spouse. The partnership is dead. And you know what? If you insist that you must feel it, sense it, spiritualize it, be holier in order for this to be true, then you're not walking by faith anymore. This truth of sanctification requires faith. What God says is true. As surely as God created the heavens and the earth by his word, as surely as Jesus rose from the dead, just as definitely it is true. When God baptized you, you were buried with Christ. You were joined to the death of Jesus, who died with your sin on him. You've died to sin. The marriage is over. This is the truth. This is the Word of God. This is just the way it is. Sin no longer is the boss of you. God has said he wants you to live this way. You're dead, and that's just the way it is. When sin comes a calling, you can show your sign and say, I'm dead, get lost. But here's the thing. Since you've been joined to Christ and have died with him, We have no choice but to continue to know the ramifications of being bound to the Lord. He also conquered death. He also rose from death. He lives. And this means so do you. You are now alive. But this life has nothing to do with your old marriage. You're remarried, and your bridegroom is Jesus. And he just has a certain way about him. He is all love. He is all goodness. He is all beauty. Now your new life is like his. That's just the way it is. This is why Christians keep serving. They keep forgiving. They keep praying. They keep worshiping. They keep doing good. But it is a life of Christ they know. It is knowing that God has put another sign around you. It says forgiven, redeemed, and loved. And to sum it all up, it's a sign that is best characterized with one word: alive. So, you have two signs, people of God, and if you prefer, you may make them into one big sign. It is the way God wants you to live, by faith. This is the way God wants you, period. Dead and alive. Through faith in Christ, when the sin nature is aroused, we see our dead sign. And through faith in Christ, when we're mindful of our baptism and our new lives in Christ, we see our alive sign. This is who you are. This is sanctification. It doesn't lose track of your status in Christ and the way God sees it. Wanted, dead, and alive. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until he returns in glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.